little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Oh god, we're back. Another hot day here in San Diego, folks. Jeez, even the nighttime here is getting worse. Feels like the daytime as well.
Yeah, well, it's getting there.
Well, I hope you guys from the non-San Diego area are doing a whole lot better than us. So last week it was raining. Now it's back to hot again.
Yep, and we're going to move into some more rain.
I know.
Later.
And then it's going to be another hot day again, or another hot week after that.
I don't know. It's some crazy weather, but you know what?
It's been a crazy schizophrenic weather here in San Diego lately. But again, welcome back to the Shadow Games Podcast, episode 169. 169.
Woo!
We got news for you guys here tonight. A lot of Xbox stuff going on.
A little bit here and there.
Yeah, a little bit here and there. And we also got Windows stuff too as well, Amazon, and a few things too as well.
Sony, a little bit from Sony, a little bit from Amazon,
and
Nintendo.
A little bit of tids and pieces from everybody else around here. Let's see, well, why don't we get started? What have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest, and also Criminal Case for the Android. And also playing it on my Galaxy Note 3. I will be getting the Galaxy Note 5, not until a few months from now. So, since my upgrade's gonna kick in soon. But yeah. See, other than that, I've been playing a whole lot more Donkey Kong Country for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Very nice.
Yeah, I decided to feel free to kick it back a little more old school this week. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing Mega Man X2, which is one of my not so. Well, I could beat Mega Man X1 and 3 easily, but this is a little more challenging for me. I don't know why, but it is. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a whole lot more Street Fighter 4 for the Xbox 360 and also Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3. Still waiting for the new stuff to come out. And also, oh yes, earlier today I've been playing StarCraft Heart of Swarm with a few of my friends. I got annihilated. Sorry. All right, Wayne, how about you this week, man?
Well, I've continued on with Transformers Battle Tactics and Transformers Rising.
Battle Tactics.
We got a few characters out of the last week's competition on Battle Tactics event. Jumping back into Avengers Alliance, I completed the special ops there and got Silk as my
nice.
The hero I won.
Very
interesting character. So. I'm getting ready to saving up my points to get Spider-Girl, you know, May Parker.
All right.
You know, Parker's daughter. Peter Parker's daughter, you know. And then I think the only other one I can get right now is Deathlok. But I need to save a little bit more points to get those two, but shouldn't take too much longer. Deathlok is actually, I think, kind of halfway in between what the comic and what the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. character was like, so it's kind of interesting.
Well, we'll see.
Other than that, I jumped back into some Halo Master Chief Collection. Hopped on, did some multiplayer, got a few more achievements done. I think I unlocked like 3 achievements yesterday.
Achievement?
Oh yeah.
More achievement?
But that's really about it. Kind of waiting for the new games to come out so I can pick up something new to really jump into something fresh.
Yes.
But, We got a few games down the horizon. I mean, what we got? We got
Halo 5.
Well, Halo 5's coming out. We've got Transformers: Devastation. We got Tomb Raider.
Yep. Tomb Raider. Yes.
What else we got coming out soon?
We also got StarCraft. StarCraft 2.
The Star Wars.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
Many games coming out. Many games coming out. You guys are looking forward to that. So are we. And yeah.
All right.
So, well, shall we go on with the news now, Wayne?
We can go on to some news.
Sure, why not? Let's go.
Actually, real quick before we start the news, let's give
God, not another Fantastic Four rerun, huh?
Oh, no.
Thank God. Sorry, folks.
I can only stand watching that one once.
Yes, I know. I don't know why we did that on the last episode. Sorry again, folks. I did apologize on the title.
But no, let's give a quick shout-out to our friend Claudia for...
Yes.
For her great job winning MasterChef last season.
That's a little bit out of our forte, but a fellow alumni. We did graduate in the same school, but different years. So congrats to her. San Diego native. Hopefully she'll be opening up a restaurant soon.
Yep, looking forward to it. So we'll keep an eye out. So moving into our Xbox side of things here, as you know, there is the new Xbox Experience being rolled out in beta testing right now.
Indeed.
I got approved.
Yay, buddy!
I'm just waiting for it to actually
kick in
so I can download it. But there are a few issues so far. A couple of the issues are that Destiny and Borderlands actually may fail to load, while Forza 6 may experience some graphical issues during the initial wave of testing here. I think
several games that are having.
Yeah, so Assassin's Creed Unity also has some graphical errors apparently. Apps such as ABC News, Sling TV, and WWE also may fail to launch.
Uh-oh. That's bad news, especially for all the WWE fans out there like myself.
We also warn that use of accessories, such as the media remote, third-party racing wheels, may not actually work or cause some other issues there. Obviously, you know, this isn't beta. There's down to be some issues. So while, you know, we're beta testing it to get these things figured out.
Testing
it to get, you know, help them get through some of these bugs and so on and so forth. So.
True.
But I'm looking forward to it still.
This better happen. You know that.
Nice.
Alright.
But meanwhile, while the Xbox One's getting an update,
Xbox 360 also gets an update too as well.
Yep.
A 2GB cloud storage unit. And a whole lot more things too as well. It's the latest example is pretty much the new system update released today that, among other things, introduces the 2GB of hard drive storage, or cloud storage in a way. Microsoft pointed this out, that you can use this, you know, to bring your 360 save to Xbox One for supports and you know, backwards compatibility titles. So this is what's up, yo.
Yeah.
Thank you for still keeping this thing.
Also,
great.
If you need to connect your 360 to a network that actually requires a acceptance, you know, terms of acceptance, you can now do so. New update also allows you to redeem marketplace codes directly through messaging, and a new activity feed allows you to like or comment on your friend's activity.
Which
or
is
watch
awesome.
Or watch game clips and view screenshots.
True.
You can also see what your friends on Xbox One and Windows 10 are playing.
Mm-hmm.
You get the new Microsoft Movies and Groove Music support. And you also get see your Microsoft account balance when looking at content in the marketplace.
Nice. So pretty much more stuff to do then.
Yeah.
So pretty much it's gonna be released in November, and major updates for the Xbox One, you know, that's called the new Xbox One Experience, among other things itself. So
yeah.
Look out for that, folks.
So, as you know, Halo 5 is coming.
Hurry!
One of the things I'm really excited about is the limited edition, collector's edition, or collector's limited edition, whatever you want to call it, that comes with a statue. I actually got a chance to look at the unbundling of this through Xbox. Major Nelson. The statue actually comes apart, so you can reposition it in different ways.
Is it a Agent Locke?
It's Master Chief and Spartan Locke.
So winner.
It basically has an arc going over the top of it, and the base and the top have magnets built in. Which
nice.
Allows you to separate it, so you can put them as bookends if you want to, or keep it together,
okay.
Or set it up in different kind of ways.
Sativerse and whatnot, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Other than that, we've kind of gone over a lot of the other stuff that's included already, such as your steelbook, the Spartan Lock classified orders, the dossiers, the Blue Team and Fire Team Osiris, the Metal Earth model, which you actually have to put together.
Oh, nice!
So, yeah, just a heads up on that.
Holy shit.
You get Warzone Rec Bundle. You get 14 rec packs, premium rec packs from what I understand, and access to the Halo Fall of Reach animated series. So, there's really a lot going into this.
Alright. So, speaking of continuing of
with more
news,
the REC system. Microsoft actually put out a video that actually goes through how the REC system works. Basically, you earn REC points, and there are REC stations in the game. You use those REC stations and your points to redeem for REC cards, which can give you anything from permanent upgrades to single-use upgrades.
Really?
Yeah. Some things are going to be cosmetic, you know, skins, armor.
Typical, yeah.
Things like that.
Add-ons here and there.
Some are going to be weapons, and some are going to be vehicles.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Uh-huh.
So nice.
So single-use cards tend to be more powerful weapons, equipment, and they disappear after use,
yep.
Obviously.
There's also subcategories too as well.
Yeah,
from the orders are, you know, the rarity as it follows. Top one would be common, second would be uncommon, third would be rare, fourth would be ultra rare, fifth would be legendary, and the sixth one would be mythic?
Yep. So pretty sweet there. There's going to be 1,000 unique REC cards at launch.
Yep.
And more over time. That's
going to be awesome.
Amazing, yeah.
So pretty much Easter hunt season time, so.
The way it's described in the video reminds me a lot of how the cards are used in Titanfall.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, that's how it... that type of system, in a way?
Similar.
Similar, but not in the same category.
Not
okay.
Quite. I mean, it's different, but it's very familiar.
Okay.
You know. But basically, it's designed to reward you for how much time you spend playing. Yeah, and your different experiences. And it's, you know, it's designed to still keep a balance, but still give you a benefit if you play a lot.
True.
Meanwhile,
so
Phil...
So pretty much for Halo Reach, do I play?
Yeah, Phil Spencer has been talking about Halo Reach recently. He recently said to a fan on Twitter that he would like to see it come via backwards compatibility.
I raise my hand to that, yes, please.
Absolutely. If they could add that to Master Chief Collection or... Even just a 360, you know, compatibility option, I'm down.
I don't care. Please.
Yeah.
Do it.
I would rather see an anniversary edition where it's remastered, but any way I can get it on Xbox One, please.
Either way, the remaster would be pretty cool.
Yeah. This was a great game, and it's really
it
fun to play.
It was a fun game. Fun game.
Right.
More Xbox One. The Xbox One Elite Controls. Go up. Why can't I even see the damn title, dude? Release date has been revealed by retailers. So, it's reportedly coming the same day as Halo 5. Rejoice,
uh-huh.
Rejoice. That will be October 27th.
$150.
Not bad. We had our hands on it during Comic-Con.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah, I played with it a few times. I like it. I'm going to get one eventually.
But not right now.
I'll wait and see if it drops in price or I can get a discount deal somewhere. I don't know. But
okay,
I want one.
One more Xbox One news. Getting Windows 10's Edge browser.
Yeah. So they confirmed this week on Twitter that yes, Edge will be coming to Xbox One. They didn't confirm any details, whether it would have the same features as the PC edition. But I would expect that you can probably use Kinect the write notes on the screen and things like that.
Typical, yeah.
You know, some way or another, I'm sure they're going to make that work.
A virtual touchpad.
We don't know if it's going to completely replace Explorer on Xbox One or whether it's going to be alongside.
It has to.
I don't know. It's hard to say. But it's
Explorer is outdated now, dude.
It is. But they didn't kill it in Windows 10. So we also know we're getting Cortana. We're going to get some other enhancements with Windows 10. And this is all coming sometime later this year, apparently.
Hey, here we go. So we're close to the last quarter of the year. And more stuff coming on. What else we got here, Wayne?
Well, what about your Windows 10 Xbox app?
New features today. Comes out today. Preview beta version coming soon, too, as well. Another alternative using the Xbox One's on-screen controls. So, hey, why not, right?
Yep, there'll be a beta version of the app that'll allow users to test out new features before they're offered to public, too.
Really?
Yeah. The update today, though, rolled out, gives us 4 new features and improvements. Both the friends list and activity feed are now displayed in real time. Real time. Woo! You no longer
sound so excited on that, Wayne.
Well, it's actually a great thing to have. Cool. The friends list also keep you informed at all times about whether any of your friends are in multiplayer games or parties that can be joined.
Yes.
So
pretty much more in-depth then.
Yeah, you can compare your game's progress against a friend's...
Alright, sorry about that, folks. We had a little problem since Wayne's not watching our program when... Well, it froze on us because Wayne was too busy chatting along and yeah. I noticed it.
It happens.
Yeah. Damn it, Wayne. You'll screw up around here. Okay, so let's continue on with the news we got this week. We got Amazon launching a Game Focus Fire TV device. They notice this. It's going out for a $140 bundle. Comes with the Fire TV system itself, the new 4K enabled model, a new game controller, and a 32GB micro SD card. And the copies of Shovel Knight and DuckTales Remastered. I would suggest DuckTales Remastered because Wayne and I played it. It is awesome.
Very fun.
Very, very fun indeed. And pretty much Peter Larson, the Amazon's device VP, he stated that since the Fire TV launched in 2014, the gaming has been a customer favorite, which is, I do agree, a customer favorite in my opinion. As such, it was time to create a device tailored specifically to gaming. Even after all, the Amazon referred to the original Fire TV as absolutely not a game console.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
All right, whatever. Next. More news?
Well, yeah, the Xbox 360 that got an update. I don't think we mentioned this one yet, but I hope not. If not, you get it twice. Hey!
Yeah.
Basically, we're getting 2 GB of cloud storage on the 360 now, as well as be able to use marketplace codes directly through messaging, and more functionality between your activity feeds, as well as seeing what's on Xbox One and Windows 10 users are playing. You also get Microsoft Movies and Groove Music support.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Coming out soon, boys. Next. So, there's been many rumors going around. Batman Arkham Knight that has, you know, a secret room, you know, teasing developers' next game. Well, sorry, folks, but this is not true. There are many more Easter eggs in the game, but this is not one of them. Let's see. You've been searching for a room in Batman's Arkham Knight in hopes that, you know, it contains clues about the developer's Rocksteady's next Arkham game. Well, as I said, you guys are wasting your time. That's according to the game director, Shelton Hill, who reminds the fans that Arkham Knight is the last, I repeat, the last Arkham game Rocksteady plans to make.
Yeah.
As if you guys didn't know, quote-unquote, this is what he said. There is no hidden room revealing the next game, as it's our last Arkham Knight game. He explained on Twitter, sorry, but you've been looking. So, there are, as I said, more stuff coming around. And if you guys haven't played the game, or if you guys have beaten it already, you know what we're talking about.
Go play Louis. It. It's a good game.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome. I gotta jump back into it and finish the Riddler stuff.
You still haven't finished it yet?
Not everything, not every little challenge.
Jeez, I thought Mr. Riddler here got everything. So, in lieu of the Tokyo Game Show, Street Fighter V's new character, well, not really a new character, she was around for Street Fighter Alpha 3. If you guys know what I'm talking about, her name's Karen. She's back for Street Fighter V. This was revealed about a few days ago, and you know, her last years, as I said again, was back in Alpha 3. She is back, same person, same curly blonde hair, same dress and everything. So there's more stuff coming out from Capcom before the actual game drops in the first quarter of the coming year. And for me, hopefully Peter's listening, hopefully the guys at Capcom's listening, please bring back Q from Third Strike. He's one of my favorites, slow moving dude around there. So, but that's not gonna happen. So,
I don't know. They got a big roster they're pushing here. So
16.
You never know. Yeah,
that's not a big roster. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is a big roster.
Yeah, we'll see.
Next.
Poor Sony.
So, Sony's losing a lot more things through. Well, support-wise, PS3, PlayStation Vita, and the PSTV losing Facebook support soon. Service will be terminated in January of 2016.
Yeah.
So, for all you guys that have this app support, it's not going to go on any time longer past January 1st of 2016.
Yeah. The PS4, though, is not affected.
Yes. Which is just the older ones, the Vita, the PSTV, the PlayStation 3. So,
yeah.
Sorry, folks. Sucks to be you. But still, if you guys got a PlayStation 4, no need to worry about it. You guys can still look at it through your game consoles and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's been all the news for us this week. I will have the pictures up and running. Sorry, I'm trying to get the sweat out of my eyes because it's starting to burn. And, pictures is going to be up and soon for the Long Beach Comic Con that I went to this past, last weekend prior to that. And we got more stuff coming in. We got news for you guys that whoever's interested in doing a few things for us.
We're looking into the option of giving people a chance to write for us.
We're just trying to do the
we're getting
everything, rules and boundaries,
getting everything set up for that. We'll be sure to let you guys know on our Facebook page as soon as that goes through if you're interested.
Whenever all the stuff that we're talking about, what we're trying to do, you know, hopefully everything's set in stone, we will give you guys a heads up.
Speaking of Facebook, it actually just told me that 2 years ago today, I got my Zelda Wii U console.
Have you even used it?
Yeah, a little bit.
How many times in 2 years? Twice?
Nah, a little more than that. I play Mario Kart on it, and I played through a little bit of Zelda on it, so.
Yeah. So, again, guys, keep, you know, posted, keep us on your mind. If you guys ever want to do some writing, we'll be here for you guys. So, again, well, check out our Facebook page, like us, share us. Go to our main page, which is going to have new articles coming up soon. Pictures too, as well, for all you guys that went to con and, you know, saw us or see yourselves in our picture. Feel free to tag yourselves and friends along too, as well. Anywho, again, we are TwoShotsOfGeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 minutes at a time. God, it's hot. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.